BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Shunammite Woman.
A prominent woman in the town of Shunem said to her husband, "Let's take our small room that is upstairs and prepare a place where the prophet Elisha can stay when he's in Shunem. We'll provide a bed, table, chair, and a lamp. He can stay there whenever he comes to our city." Her husband agreed, and they prepared the room. One day, when the prophet was in his room, he said to his servant, "This Shunammite woman has done all of this for us. Go ask her what I can do for her." She told the servant her family provided all her needs. Elisha then asked his servant, "Do you have any ideas of what we can do for her?" "Well, she doesn't have a son, and her husband is old." "Tell her to come and stand in the doorway." The woman went up the stairs and stood in the doorway of the prophet's room. He said to her, "This time next year, you'll have a son." "Oh, man of God, don't tell me that unless it's true." A year later, she gave birth to a baby boy, just as Elisha had promised. The child grew, and in time was old enough to help his father with the harvest. One day out in the field, he complained of a severe headache. His father told a servant to take the boy to his mother. The servant took him there, and she held her son on her lap. Still, he died around noon. She took him to Elisha's room and laid him on the prophet's bed. She asked her husband if she could go and see the prophet at Mount Carmel. He agreed and sent her a donkey and a servant. Elisha saw her coming from a distance. When she got there, she fell down before him and grabbed his feet. She yelled, "I told you not to tell me I'd have a son unless it was true." The prophet told the woman that she and her servant could go home because her son would be healed. She said, "Listen to me carefully. As sure as God is alive, and as sure as you are alive, I'm not leaving you until my son is alive." So Elisha went with them to her house. When he arrived, he went into the room alone and locked the door. He prayed to the Lord, and then he went over and stretched out over the boy's body with his eyes over the boy's eyes, his mouth over the boy's mouth, and his hands over the boy's hands. Soon the boy's flesh became warm once again, but he didn't start breathing. The prophet got up and paced back and forth. Then he once again stretched out over the boy's body. Suddenly the boy sneezed, and then he sneezed again. And then he sneezed again. He sneezed a total of 7 times. After that, the boy opened his eyes and looked at the prophet. Elisha got up and called for his servant, "Go and get the Shunammite woman." When she came to the room, the prophet said, "Pick up your son." Without saying a word, she knelt at the feet of the man of God. She then picked up her son and left.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.